Bill Pike held up his hand to slow his riders as they crossed several large pastures while moving toward the log cabin in the distance.
What's going on, Bill?
I'm thinking, Roof. Something you don't know nothing about.
What's there to think about, Bill? I thought we was gonna head into Jensen's ranch and blow the hell out of him.
Well, that's just it, Roof. Does it look like anybody's working this here ranch?
Gordon and the other man looked around. There were numerous cattle and some horses milling around in the fenced-in pastures between them and the cabin on the horizon. No cowboys or other workers were present.
Now that you mention it, Bill, it do look mighty slow for a working ranch.
And what does that tell you?
I don't know, boss. You're the brains of this outfit.
Yeah, and don't you forget it. Now, what I think is that either Jensen is in that cabin or he's somewhere else on the ranch out of sight.
So, what's that mean?
It means we don't want to go riding in all hell bent for leather and warn him we're coming if he's in the cabin. No, we're going to ride in nice and slow, just like we come to pay a nice visit.
But what if he comes out of that cabin blasting away with his six killers?
Then we'll cut him down like autumn wheat.
Pike stood up in his stirrups to get a better look at the area around the cabin. He saw it was surrounded on three sides by heavy forest, though none of the trees were within 100 yards of the house.
Yeah, that Jensen is a careful feller, all right. He's cut the trees back away from the cabin to give himself a clear field of fire in all directions, so nobody can sneak up on him when he's there.
Pike saw another building 50 or so yards from the cabin that had the look of a bunkhouse to it.
And he's smart enough to keep the bunkhouse close so his men will be nearby in case he needs them. This ain't gonna be no easy hombre to corral. He's careful and he's smart.
What do you want us to do, Bill?
Roof, you take two men with you. Ride on around to the left there. Come up to the cabin from over there. Blackie, you take two men. Circle off to the right and do the same thing. The rest of you come with me. We'll head straight on in toward the cabin. That way, if Jensen's in there and he sees us coming, he won't have no place to go to.
Will Bagby fished the canvas sack containing his tobacco out of his shirt pocket, and he was just taking one of his papers out of its packet when he stepped out of the bunkhouse to find four men on horses coming up the trail from the north pasture. He didn't recognize the men, and furthermore, he didn't like the look of them neither. They had the look of trouble written all over their faces, and the way they wore their guns tied down low on their hips let him know that they were not ordinary cowhands looking for work. He'd left his own pistol on a peg in the bunkhouse, and it was too late to go for it now.
Howdy, gents. What can I do for you?
Howdy, mister. We're looking for a Mr. Smoke Jensen. We was told this was his ranch. Is he around?
Huh. What do you want to see Smoke about?
Well, I don't think that's any of your business, sir.
Suddenly, Sam Curry stepped from the bunkhouse door with a 12-gauge shotgun cradled in his arms.
Well, we work for Mr. Jensen. So if you don't want to state your business, you'll just have to ride on back to town.
Well, that's not very friendly, mister. Pulling an express gun on us like that.
Pike's eyes raised and he stared behind Curry and Bagby. And then he nodded once.
You bastards!
Pike calmly drew his pistol. The door to the log cabin slammed open, and a beautiful, dark-haired, hazel-eyed woman appeared on the porch. She was holding a sawed-off 10-gauge shotgun in her right hand and a short-barreled silver pistol in her left hand.
Hold on there! Drop those guns or I'll blow you to hell!
Rufus Gordon began to move his pistol toward her.
Oh, God damn! She blowed my goddamn fingers off!
As Pike's gun hand began to move, Sally eared back the twin hammers on the 10-gauge and smiled grimly at him.
Just twitch, mister, and give me a reason to scatter your guts all over my front yard.
Pike, who'd rarely ever feared a man and never a woman, felt his guts turn to ice, and he knew he was as close to dying as he'd ever been in his life. He let go of his pistol and let it swing down to hang by the trigger guard on his trigger finger.
That won't do, mister. My husband invented the border shift. Just drop the pistol on the ground.
Would your husband be Smoke Jensen, ma'am?
Sally didn't answer, but turned her attention to the other men riding with Pike.
Now all of you, unbutton those gun belts and let them drop.
Pike noticed some movement behind the woman out of the corner of his eye. but he kept his gaze fixed on her face so she wouldn't be warned.
We don't want no trouble, ma'am. We just wanted to talk to Smoke about some business.
Sally's eyes flicked to the two dead men lying next to the bunkhouse. Before she had a chance to respond, Blackie Johnson stepped up to her from around the corner of the cabin and stuck his pistol in her back.
Drop that scattergun, little lady.